is now 8:09. Another check of emergency triple team traffic, and things are pretty rough out there, Andy.
They are. Coming from Davis County, not a pleasant chore this morning. Could be bad tomorrow like this, too. But today, it's because of crashes. We got one at 215's West Belt right at the turnoff to I-80. That's got traffic backed up all the way to Redwood Road on the north end, which is about 4 or 5 miles. Then you've got delays on Legacy Parkway of at least 2 or 3 miles before you can even merge onto 215. Those of you heading south through Davis County, you're going to see delays on I-15 between Farmington and Parish Lane in Centerville, and then off and on between 5th South Bountiful and 6th North in Salt Lake City. Eric?
Well, we've sidestepped any traffic accidents northbound I-15 between Point of the Mountain and the South Interchange, but that doesn't mean you've gotten away with no slowdowns. You do have major slowdowns right now at Bangor Highway. You gradually start getting up to speed by 90th South. That starts to improve, and we do have a reason for those southbound slowings past the South Interchange. That's because of an accident just past 72nd South, but that has been cleared up right now, and you're in good speed past that. Heather?
Traffic on the West Side Belt is starting to slow down northbound now, just after 45th South to the 201 freeway. A lot of that could be construction. And then on the East Side Belt, you still have some delays between Highland Drive and 45th South, but that looks like it's easing up considerably. And we're still working on a crash, Bangor Highway southbound near 1800 South, just before you get to the 201 freeway. This traffic report is sponsored by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your Blue Tag Bonus Tag Sale headquarters, located 2 blocks west of Lavelle Edwards Stadium, or visit LarryHMillerChevroletProvo.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.